Letting your body and mind relax. Invoking the inner friend. For the moment, focus on all of the external sounds. Letting your body and mind relax. Invoking the inner friend. Becoming aware of the external sounds through your sense of hearing. Shift your focus to the silence of your own presence, in which those external sounds are taking place. Let yourself be simultaneously aware of the sounds and the silence. The sounds are taking place in the silence of your own being. Simultaneously, both are present. Hold the sounds in the silence. Focus on your physical body. Notice your body relaxing, objectify the whole body, the position that it's seated in. Shift your focus to your own being, to your own presence. Back to your physical body. Then to your own being, the Atma. And relax. Be aware of both your own presence and the physical body simultaneously. The silent stillness of your own presence and the sensations of the physical body. The physical body, the knownness of the physical body, is taking place. The knownness is really dependent upon your own being, your own presence, differentiating between the two. You are aware of the self-evident silence of your own self and the perceptions of the body. Shift your perception to the breath, the in and outgoing breath. Just allow yourself to be aware of the breath without tampering with it or identifying with it. Shift your focus to your own presence. Be aware of the breath taking place in the silent stillness of your own being. Focusing on yourself and your presence and your being. Notice the breath taking place. And the stillness of yourself. Shift your focus to your mind, whatever thoughts, feelings, images may be passing through the mind. As an inner friend, simply be aware of the activity and the activity that is going on in the mind, welcoming it, accepting it as it is. Shift your focus to your own presence. From letting the thoughts continue to take place, or the feelings or emotions. You're simply not negating those, you're simply shifting your focus to your own being. Gentle focus on your own presence, just being yourself. Notice whatever thoughts or experiences are taking place in the mind. Do not disturb in any way or touch in any way your being, your presence. Like the clouds, the rain clouds, the clear sky, the thunderstorms don't touch the sun in any way or cover the sun. Whatever experiences that belong to the mind, the sense organs, the upadhyas, illumined by me, don't cover me, touch me, or affect me in any way. Whatever experiences are there to be as they are. Let your own presence become more dominant. The mind resting in me, experiences, whatever vrittis are passing through. Whatever thoughts or feelings are passing through, resting in me, my own being, becoming more dominant in the mind's experience. Notice a shift in my attachment, a shift from the changing experiences, a raga or dvesha, like or dislike toward the changing experiences, or an attachment toward them. Notice a shift in the attachment of the mind to my own being, my own presence. That shift of attachment is brought about by the recognition of my own ananda, the ananda of the self. Means that wholeness, that innate welcoming nature, the abhayam, absolute freedom from fear, the absolute changeless shanti, that natural sense of well-being, which is the very non-dual changeless nature of conscious being itself, of me. I am what I am searching for in the world. When I find that which I am searching for to be my own self, there is a natural change in my attachment. There is a natural vairagya that occurs, a dispassion that occurs. It is actually a fulfillment of vairagya. Because I find that I am what I seek. So the mission is complete. Shanti, shanti, shanti.